Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We'll get started in just a moment. Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll get started in a moment. Give everyone time enough to dial in. Good morning. Do we have any prayer requests today? Okay, I want, hello?
Good morning, this is Cheryl. I have a prayer request for me.
Okay.
My family. Thank you.
Okay. Amen. Any other prayer request? I want the intercessors that are on the line to please state your name so we can go ahead and get started.
Sharon.
Cheryl.
Kim.
Shauna.
Okay, Kim and Shauna. Okay, so Sharon, Cheryl, Kim and Shauna. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. We'll have Sharon, Cheryl, Shauna, and Kim in that order. Sharon, Cheryl, Shauna and Kim, and then I will come with the closeout. Let's go ahead. We can open up in prayer, Sharon.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come this morning in that matchless, holy, and righteous name, thanking you, O God, for this day, another day that you'd allowed us to see. And we come, O God, gathered in that matchless name. We come, O God, in that holy name. We come in that righteous name this morning. We come, O God, because that's the name that's above every other name. That's the name, O God, that you hear and that you'll answer to. O God, so we come this morning gathered in that name of Jesus Christ, O God, and we ask you first to have mercy on us, forgive us for any sin and all unrighteousness, because, God, we need you to hear our prayer and, God, hear our call. So we come, God, collectively, and, God, we come individually. We have some individual matters and individual requests, O God, that we want to lay before you. And so, God, this morning we come, God, asking you to bend your ear to our prayer, that, God, you would hear us. Oh, God, you would hear our call. And so, God, before we ask you for anything, we want to thank you for everything. Thank you for being our God, our Lord, our Savior, our Keeper, our Sustainer, our deliverer, our healer, our waymaker. God, you're everything that we need. And so, God, we're calling you this morning and we're pulling on you, oh God. We're calling you, oh God, this fifth day of the year, asking you, oh God, to go before us.
be with us, oh God, as we embark on this new year. God, we say that if you will walk before us, make that crooked way straight, oh God. Help us, oh God, to walk into the path of righteousness that you have laid before us. God, we ask that you would be with us, oh God, if we go in the, if we're on the mountaintop, oh God, be with us. And God, if we have to walk through some valley experiences, we say, oh God, that you would be with us. God, we don't want to be anywhere that you're not. So this morning, oh God, we invite you into our 2018. And we say, oh God, that you would be God. We lay down all of our own issues and agendas. And we say, oh God, let your agenda and God, let your will be done. So God, we say, let your kingdom come in 2018 and let your will be done. God, we say this morning, not our will, but let thy will be done. We say, oh God, that we lay down, oh God, our own agenda, our own desires, oh God, and our own will, our own, oh God, thoughts and deeds. And we invite you, oh God, we invite you in, oh God, for you to take hold of our mind and bind it to the mind of Christ. We ask, oh God, that you take hold of our heart and purify it and put your will inside of it. We ask, oh God, that you take hold of our hands and cause us to do your will and not our own will. So this morning, oh God, we submit ourselves unto you and we say, oh God, let your kingdom come, and God, let your will be done in our life, that God, this year, God, we'll be committed to your call. This year, oh God, we'll walk in holiness and righteousness before you. This year, oh God, we will uphold your standards and obey your commandments. Oh God, this year we'll walk in your integrity, and God, we'll walk in your truth. Not our truth, oh God, but we say this year we'll walk in your truth, oh God, the truth that will make a man free, the truth, oh God, that you said, oh God, in your word, that if we walk in your truth, if we carry your truth, oh God, if we obey your truth, oh God, that there's nothing that we can ask that you won't do. So God, we say, oh God, help us to walk in your truth. For God, you said that the righteous man's prayers availeth much. And this year, oh God, we're looking for our prayers to avail much. So help us to be your people and the man that walks in your truth. And we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This morning we are honored to have another opportunity to be in your presence, oh God. As we rested last night, we were not consumed because of your faithfulness and you, your compassion faileth not. And we're grateful this morning, oh God. We are grateful this morning, oh God, because you are the Lord of our light and our salvation. We're grateful, oh God, that we can identify ourselves in you, oh God. And Father God, as we know that we shall fear not because you're our strength and you're the strength of our lives, oh God, we lift you on high, oh God, we exalt your name because you alone are our shield and our buckler, oh God. We thank you, oh God, because all that you are and all that you're doing, we sense it in even this new sixth day of this new year, oh God. We thank you, oh God, because even as we hear of perilous times and we hear of diverse places where there's wars and rumors of wars and we see the weather, oh God, we hear of fires and house fires and we know, oh God, even in those places of calamity, you are there, oh God. We know, oh God, because we can trust you, because you promised to be with us always, oh God. So we pray, oh God, for those, oh God, this morning, oh God, that have been in places of loss, oh God. We pray this morning for them, oh God, those who have lost, oh God, loved ones and have lost their properties and have lost, even if they feel the loss of hope, oh God. We speak, oh God, in the atmosphere this morning, oh God, that their hearts should not fear. Though the war may rise against them, that we, oh God, as intercessors, can send the spirit of confidence, oh God, that they, those who are in places, oh God, that they thought they never would be, that we speak hope in the atmosphere this morning, oh, we speak hope and confidence in the atmosphere this morning, oh God. And God, we pray, oh God, as we continue to hear, oh God, of these things, that we are to have a sound, oh God, that will pull and come against the enemy, the sound, oh God, that you've given us to utter in the atmosphere, to pour out, oh God, the sound that you've given us, oh God, to be to create the atmosphere of hope, this sound, oh God, that you're calling us to a place for intercessory prayer, oh God, that will deliver the captive, that will break the hand back of the enemy, that will give hope to the hopeless, oh God. This morning we hear the sound that has been instructed to us to go forth, oh God, spring forth, oh God, and knowing that in that sound that you're giving and releasing in the atmosphere, because we have been called a remnant, oh God, we've been called a remnant, oh God, for such a time as this, oh God, and to declare the goodness of the Lord. So this morning we're thankful, we're grateful, oh God, as we seek your face, oh God. And knowing that as we seek your face, oh God, our days are long, oh God, and that we can know and be confident that we are who you called us to be in the place of intercession, oh God. So this morning, I lift up the intercessors before you, oh God. I lift up each one, oh God, that is receiving instruction from on high, oh God. I lift up each one of us, oh God, that desires to seek your face and live a life of purity and holiness and righteousness as you called us to be. I lift them up this morning, oh God, men and young women and our youth and young adults, intercessors, oh God, and those, oh God, in the golden ages, oh God, that have been standing on the wall, oh God, declaring in the decreeing that you're God, standing flat foot against the enemy, holding up the word, oh God, your word, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. I pray, oh, this morning, oh God, believing as I speak, oh God, that the intercessors will be endowed, oh God, like never before, that we'll have a keenness and a discernment like never before, oh God, and that, oh God, that we will know that in this hour that you've called us to be those, oh God, laid out before you in posture prayer, oh God, positioning ourselves to hear, to create that sound, so that will break the walls of discouragement, to create that sound that will give life to those that feel that there is nothing left to do, oh God, to create that sound that will snatch those out of the pit of hell and out of the fire, to create that sound, oh God, that will destroy the lost that are considering to take their lives. We speak against the spirit of suicide this morning, oh God. We declare and decree life, that they will not die, but they shall live to declare, oh God. We speak and we pull on your heartstring this morning for those, oh God, as we are the intercessors that you called us to be. We speak, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we are coming as a force to be reckoned with against the enemy. We speak, oh God, the sound that you are asking us to create in the atmosphere in this time, oh God, that there will be a deliverance, there will be a turnaround, oh God. And God, we know that we can lift up our heads because our enemies are scattered, oh God. We know, oh God, that we can lift up our eyes unto you with whence cometh our help, because you are our help. We can lift up our eyes and have that sound to be released, and we sing praises unto you this morning, oh God, and we cry out loud, oh God. And as we know that as we seek your face, oh God, and as we turn from down our place and continue to consecrate ourselves, oh God, that this sound will be even the more, that it will pull forth and it will spring forth like never before. So we thank you, oh God, for the sound that's coming forth. And this time, oh God, in 2018, oh God, that sound, oh God, that you've given us to declare that you are who you said that we are to be, oh God. We declare this morning, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's written, oh God, that we, oh God, are to come with the helmet of salvation, with the stand, oh God, dress, oh God, in a place of posture of confidence, oh God, as we put on the belt
breastplate of truth, oh God, that we feel that this belt, oh God, is giving us, oh God, the fortification in the spirit realm that we need, oh God, as we walk, oh God, and with our peace, shrouded with the peace, with the peace, oh God, of your gospel, oh God, and we declare your word, oh God, that is sharp, oh God, in any two-edged sword, your word, oh God, that comes to give life, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we can identify ourselves this morning in you, oh God. We speak, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we, as intercessors, as declaring and decreeing the sound, oh God. We also declare and decree the sound for the body of Christ this morning, oh God. We declare and decree that the body of Christ will come alive, and it will be the church without a spot or wrinkle. It will be the church that you called it to be. We will be the church, oh God. We're coming against the schisms and isms that have been plaguing. We're coming against that spirit, oh God, that we want to be seen, oh God, and that church has been redefined, oh God. But this day, oh God, as we are who you called us to be, oh God, the intercessors with the sound of deliverance in our mouths, oh God, that we will speak purity on behalf of the church, oh God, that we will speak holiness and righteousness, right standing for our church, oh God, and Father God, that the gates of hell will not prevail because you've stated it, oh God, and because your word will not come back void, oh God, that this, oh God, we will be, oh God, we will be who you called us to be, oh God, and our young men will dream dreams, oh God. We know that you said that you will pour your spirit out of all flesh in these last days, oh God, so we're declaring and decreeing, oh God, that the body of Christ will rise up like never before. We're declaring and decreeing, oh God, that the body of Christ will walk in this God-given identity, that signs and wonders and the gifts that have been pronounced, the gift of prophecy and faith, oh God, that will be released, the gift of healing, oh God, will be released in the body of Christ. We thank you, oh God, for men and women, oh God, that are in place, oh God, that declare and decree that you are God. We thank you, oh God, as we can declare as intercessors on their behalf. We thank you, oh God, that there will be a cleansing, oh God, of in the body of Christ, that the blood of Jesus will prevail, given will not have any recourse but to prevail, because it is the power of the resurrected blood of Jesus Christ that will be cleansing the body of Christ. So we declare and decree this morning for the body of Christ to come forth, come out of their grave clothes, because we are calling you forth, because the sound that you've given the intercessor did for this time, oh God, that you've given us this sound, oh God, to declare and decree, and we are walking in confidence, oh God, and we're speaking, oh God, hope, oh God, so that the body of Christ, oh God, that our young men will rise up, oh God, that they will walk in that God-given identity, oh God. Our young women, oh God, will live a life of purity and righteousness, oh God, and they will not hold back what you've given them, and they will speak, oh God, the spirit of truth, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for our children, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you cover them as they go forth, oh God, in school, oh God, in their places, oh God, where the enemy will come in to try to sift them as wheat, but you have come that they may have life and that more abundantly. We speak, oh God, for our children, oh God, that they will rise up, oh God, and declare, oh God, that you are their God, and they will not hold back when they're in the school, oh God, that there will be the light, oh God, that you've called them to be. We speak, oh God, for our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they will too operate in under the gift of the Holy Ghost. We speak, oh God, for our youth and young adults, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We declare and believe, oh God, that our children and our youth and young adults for this generation will have the sound of call in their lives, oh God, that will make a difference, oh God, in strategic places in our government, in places, oh God, in our local government, in their school, in their colleges, oh God. We declare this morning, oh God, that the body of Christ will come alive. It is alive, oh God, because you've given us a sound of deliverance, oh God. And because of this, we're grateful, oh God. Because of this, we say thank you. And God, we pray, oh God, that the blood of Jesus will be over every intercessor protecting us, as you can continue to cultivate us in those spirit realm, as you continue to show us who we are, oh God, as you continue to put places in strategic places to pray and seek your face and see, oh God, what we're to see in the spirit realm and to hear what we're to hear, oh God. Father God, we declare and decree for each intercessor that's in the prophetic intercessors network, oh God, that we will stand firm, oh God, that we will listen to the call, oh God, that we will follow what we hear, because you are the spirit of truth is speaking, oh God, and we thank you, oh God. Cover us with your blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cover us with the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God, and that we, oh God, will do what you've called us to do, oh God, for such a time as this. We're excited, oh God. We are excited of the confidence that you've given us, oh God. And we declare it and we believe it to be so this morning, the sixth day of 2018. Oh God, we are honored to know that you're with us as you promised that you would be. Oh God, you promised it, oh God, and we stand on your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. God, and even as we offer up supplication on this morning, God, even as we open up our mouths, oh God, and give voice to the word of God, God, we pray, oh God, that you would receive our prayers, oh God, even as an act of worship unto you, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, that you would even restore the spirit of worship unto your people, oh God, unto your church, oh God. God, cause us to remember, oh God, that everything that we do should be an act of worship unto you, an act of adoration, oh God, an act of praise, oh God. God, for you're worthy, oh God, and there is none other that you compare, oh God. You are the one, oh God, who created us, oh God. You created us in your image, oh God. You created us, oh God, even just for the pleasure, oh God, of worshiping you, oh God, and enjoying you, oh God. God, you are the one who sustains us, the one who sustains our mind, oh God, our emotions, oh God, even our household, oh God. So you're worthy of the praise, oh God. You're worthy of the praise, oh God, even when you gave your son Jesus as a sacrifice, oh God, for the people of God, even, oh God, for the remission of sin, oh God. So we pray, oh God, that you would receive this prayer, oh God, even as an act of worship, oh God. God, even as we move over from 2017 over to 2018, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing, oh God, even within the body of Christ, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for what you've already begun to do, oh God, that you've begun to center our minds, oh God, that you've begun to center our focus on you, oh God, that you've begun even to restore the body of Christ, oh God. We thank you for new things, oh God, new beginnings, oh God, even, oh God, new mercies, oh God, and even that you would allow us, oh God, to see you in a greater way, oh God. That you allowed us to see you differently, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and we bless your name, oh God, because you're worthy, oh God. We bless you, oh God, even for our leaders, oh God. Our leaders, oh God, in the body of Christ, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would continue to keep them, oh God. That you would continue to cover them, oh God. That you would continue to cover their minds and their bodies, oh God. God, even when they're tempted by the enemy, oh God, I thank you, oh God, that you would give them power and strength, oh God. I thank you, God, that you've already anointed them and equipped them, oh God. Even, oh God, as the messages have come forth last year, oh God. God, thank you for reminding us, oh God, that we are your warriors, oh God. That we are your glory carriers, oh God. Even your ambassadors, oh God. Thank you for reminding us, oh God, of even why you called us, oh God, the essence of our ministries, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, it's our desire, oh God, that our ministries, oh God, that our churches, oh God, and our communities, oh God, will bear fruit for you, oh God, that we will be your chosen vessels, oh God. God, is that we will walk in righteousness, oh God. God, is that we will even be the salt of this earth, oh God. God, even as this earth, oh God, and even as this world, oh God, will continue to bring calamities, oh God, and even destruction, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you set us apart, oh God, so that we can be a light upon this earth, oh God, a beacon of hope, oh God. Cause us, oh God, to stand firm in our faith, oh God. Cause us to stand firm, oh God, in who we are, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, even as we pray, oh God, cause us to remember that as we pray, oh God, we pray in faith, oh God, knowing, oh God, that you are the one, oh God, who delivers, oh God. You are the one, oh God, who saves and set free, oh God. You are the Lord God Almighty, oh God, and everything belongs to you, God, because you're sovereign, oh God. We bless you, oh God, and acknowledge your sovereign and your deity, oh God, that everything that happens, oh God, that it's according to your will, oh God. God, that you will in us the ability, oh God, to do the things that we do, oh God. God, that it's because of your grace and your mercy, oh God, that we are who we are, oh God, and that it's because of you, oh God, even that we have the gift of life, oh God. We thank you, oh God, even for this day, oh God, another opportunity, oh God, that you've allowed us to see your grace and your mercies, oh God, another opportunity, oh God, to come into your presence, oh God, another opportunity, oh God, even to offer up worship and praise unto you, oh God. God, because you're awesome, God, because you're mighty, God, because there's nobody like you, God. God, because you're the same God who established the foundations of this world, oh God. God, because you are the one, oh God, who's given us victory, oh God, in every situation, oh God. God, when your son Jesus died on the cross, oh God, victory was established in this earth. But instead, oh God, that they be led by victory, oh God, by power, oh God, by might, oh God, by your anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for restoration of hope, oh God, for restoration of deliverance power, oh God, for restoration, oh God, for the ability, oh God, to persevere, oh God, in any and every situation, oh God, that this world may have to offer, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you, oh God, just thanking you, oh God, and honoring you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just come before you this day, oh God, blessing you and giving you glory. Lord, there is no one that is like you. There is no one, oh God, who can compare to you. You are great and mighty. You are awesome, oh God, and excellent in everything that you do, oh God. Lord, and we come before you this day, oh God, seeking your face, seeking, oh God, your counsel, seeking, oh God, your wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in this new year, oh God, we come, oh God, to commit our lives to you. We commit our souls. We commit our hearts to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the days coming, in the months, in the weeks coming, oh God, Lord, that you would continue, oh God, to draw us, oh God, into your presence, but God, into a time, a deep time, oh God, of devotion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now in your holy and your matchless name, oh God, Lord, that in these in this new year, oh God, and going forward, God, that you would give us, oh God, a greater hunger and thirst for your word, oh God. Father, I pray right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that your word would come alive in God, that your word would be established in us, oh God, and that we would be established in your word. Father, I come before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, asking that you would give us, oh God, a new appetite, oh God. Lord, pull us, oh God, from those things that pull us away from you. Pull us away, oh God, from those things that take our attention from you and off of you. Pull us away, oh God, from social media, oh God, from the television, oh God, from the telephone, oh God. Just make this, oh God, a time, oh God, of consecration, not a period of time, oh God, but a season, oh God, a lifestyle, oh God, of consecration to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh God, God, that you would continue to wake us up, oh God, in the midnight hour, oh God, in the early mornings, oh God. Help us, oh God, to establish, oh God, a time and a pattern, oh God, to come seeking you early, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we lay our lives before you, oh God, and we lay our devotions and our commitments to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we can do nothing without your word. God, let everything that we do and every decision that we make, oh God, be established by your word, oh God. Let us not move, oh God, in any direction, oh God, without hearing from you first and hearing from your word. Speak to us, oh God, in your word, through your word, oh God. Reveal your word even more in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even more to us, oh God. Make your word come alive to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, shape our perspectives by your word. Transform our hearts, God, by your word. Transform, oh God, our lives by your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, surround us by your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we need you, oh God. We need you even more in this season, oh God, where everything is going crazy, where everything, oh God, is looking crazy, oh God. Lord, let us not, as she said, be fearful, oh God, but let us, oh God, let our hearts, oh God, be satisfied in your word, be satisfied in you, oh God. Lord, you guide us and you lead us, oh God, by your word. You lead us, oh God, by your spirit.
Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even in this new season, even in this new year, Father, I pray, oh God, for a refilling, oh God, of your Holy Spirit. Oh God, fill us up, oh God, until we're overflowing in you, until we look like you, oh God, until we speak like you, oh God, until we move, oh God, according to your word, according to your will, according, oh God, to your Spirit. Father, I pray, oh God, in this new season, oh God, for transformation, oh God. Transform our hearts, oh God. Transform, oh God, our minds, oh God. Transform our lives, oh God, that we look like you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, oh God, in your holy and your matchless name, oh God. God, that you would be revealed in us, be manifested in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Lord, even in this new season, oh God, let us be, oh God, greater witnesses, oh God, to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, give us the words to speak to those, oh God, who come seeking you, who come hungering for you, oh God. Give us the words, oh God, to feed your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Father, I come before you, oh God, in your holy and your matchless name. Oh God, let us be, oh God, greater witnesses, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let our lives, oh God, be pleasing before you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let us have, oh God, hearts, oh God, of repentance, hearts, oh God, of forgiveness, oh God, compassionate, oh God. Help us to be tenderhearted before you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, forgiving those, oh God, who have offended us, forgiving those, oh God, who have transgressed it, who have, oh God, sinned against us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, just help us, oh God, to live lives, oh God, that are pleasing before you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, even in this new season, God, we seek you with our whole heart. We seek you, oh God, with everything in us. We seek you, oh God. Lord, pull off, oh God, everything that doesn't belong. Purify, oh God, our lives. Continue to purify us. Continue, oh God, to purge us, oh God, from those things, oh God, that don't please you. Continue, oh God, to purify, oh God, our hearing. Circumcise, oh God, our ears to your voice, oh God, and your voice alone, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, even, oh God, the company that we keep, oh God. Oh God, let it be those, oh God, that you have chosen, oh God. Yeah, God, those, oh God, that you have sit, oh God, into our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, just let everything, oh God, about us, oh God, be about you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, even in the shifting, oh God. Oh God, let us not delay, oh God, but let us move, oh God, as your Spirit is moving, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, without delay, oh God, but with quickness, oh God, and boldness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, order our footsteps. Continue, oh God, to order our footsteps according to your word, according to your will, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Father, I just come before you this day, oh God, giving you glory. You are God. You are, oh God. You are, oh God, the living God. You are sovereign, oh God. You are worthy of all praise, oh God. You are worthy, oh God, of all glory, oh God. Lord, there is no one that is like you. There is no one, oh God, who can compare to you, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, and we bless you. I bless you, oh God. I extol you, oh God, and I magnify you. Lord, and I give your name the glory, oh God, and I bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to read Philippians chapter 3 as we prepare to close out this morning. This Philippians chapter 3. I'm going to start at verse 10. And it reads, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. I hear a lot of feedback in the background. I'm going to ask those of you that can to go ahead and mute your phone. Thank you. That's Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already obtained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press forward toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers therefore of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue things unto himself. And I just want to reiterate verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, giving us a mind in this hour to press toward the mark. Thank you, Lord, that we have to press, that we have to strive. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, that you, in order to obtain this mark in this hour, there has to be a pressing forth. There has to be an intentional moving forth, hallelujah, because it is easier now to stay in a certain mindset. It's easier now, hallelujah, to do things that are contrary to the work of the cross. So there has to be effort put forth in this day and in this hour to press toward the mark, that you're going to have to be intentional, that you're going to have to make a decision to go after God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. That is going to have to be outside of what you feel. That is going to have to be an inward desire. That is going to have to be an inward crave. That is going to have to be an inward hunger. That you're going to have to make a conscious decision to reach forth for God, to reach forth for the things of God, to reach forth for the things that you know that he requires. Hallelujah. In order to obtain those things, that again, you're going to have to make a daily conscious decision to follow after God. You're going to have to make a daily conscious decision to press past the weights of life, to press past the things in your life, to press past the trials of your life, to press past the mindset, hallelujah, that is trying to overtake many of us. There is a mindset that is so prevalent in today. And if you don't make a daily decision to take off that mind and to put on Christ Jesus, we have to put him on, hallelujah, as if just the same way as if you get dressed, as if you make a conscious decision about what you're going to wear today, what you're going to do today. It is a mental putting on. You have to put on Christ Jesus. You have to put on his mind. And so you may say, well, how do I put on the mind of Christ?
How do I put on his mind? How do I make a decision to do the things that are godly? How do I make a decision? You simply make a decision to do what you know the word of God says. It's just that simple. Hallelujah. It's not in a feeling. We become conditioned that we've got to feel him. We got to feel like we feel when the Spirit of God is moving in the church, and we think that's putting on the mind. No, that's just a feeling. To put on the mind of Christ means to make a conscious decision to obey his word, to make a conscious decision to do what the word of God says. It's no more different than you can make a choice every day, Monday through Friday, to stay in the bed, hallelujah, or to get up and go to work. You make a choice. You put on that mind that if I'm going to pay my bills, if I'm going to live a certain life, I got to put on the mind that I got to get up in the morning and go to work. My boss doesn't call me every morning and say, get up at 5 a.m. so that you can be in the office at 7. Hallelujah, Jesus. I make a conscious decision. I put on that kind of mind. I put in my mind that if I want to maintain this job, I've got to get up and I've got to do whatever I got to do. I got to get my clothes ready. I've got to shower. I've got to prepare myself in order to go to work. Same thing with putting on the mind of Christ. Putting on the mind of Christ, the mind to obey him, means I've got to make a conscious decision that I am going to follow after righteousness, and I'm going to obey the instructions of the word of God. So I put his mind on. So I get up in the morning with that mindset, hallelujah, whatever things are pure, whatever things are just, whatever things are honest, whatever things are noble, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Put on these things. I put on the mind of Christ. So whatever comes out of my mouth, hallelujah, whatever I say, whatever I do, it lines up with the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. And then, therefore, I start to press. I start to push against anything that's contrary. Hallelujah. I start to make an intentional pressing. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you what that word press means in the Greek. So give me 1 second. I press, which means to make, oh, wow, to make, to run, or flee. To make, to run, or flee, which means when I put on that mind, when I press, I make a decision that there are going to be some things I've got to run from. There are some situations I'm going to have to flee from. Hallelujah. It also means to put to flight. So when I press, there are some things I got to put to flight, some things I'm going to have to call to run from my presence, some things I'm going to drive away. Hallelujah, Jesus. It also means to run swiftly in order to catch a person or thing. Hallelujah. So when I'm pressing towards him, hallelujah, I'm moving swiftly. Hallelujah. I'm making swift decisions. I'm making choices that says that I am going after Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It also means to pursue in even a hostile matter. There is some situations that you're going, it may almost appear as if you are hostile in the way that you're pursuing Christ, because you have just got to resist your flesh. Resist your flesh in a hostile way. You have got to make a decision to really come against your own flesh. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 It is in a way whatsoever to harass or to trouble. And so you've got even to, sometimes your flesh becomes troubled. Hallelujah. When you're pressing in the direction to do the things or to embrace the word of God, you can trouble your flesh. Sometimes it almost makes you feel like you cry. Hallelujah. Because you're in situations where your flesh wants to respond or react or to behave in a certain situation. So you trouble your flesh. Hallelujah. Because you make a decision. You put on the mind of Christ. You make a decision to follow after God. So in this hour, in this day, many of you may already be in a mindset of fasting. You made a decision in this hour to consecrate your body, to consecrate yourself. Hallelujah. In this new year, let it go beyond just setting aside food, but let it be intentional, in an intentional mindset to put on the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Because if all you're doing for these next few days is just changing what you eat just for a few days, then it's not going to matter. Hallelujah. All you may even do is maybe lose a couple of pounds, but it will not cause you to benefit anything spiritually. And you've got to add to that consecration a mind of Christ. So as I am denying myself certain foods, let it be Let that food be symbolic to denying yourself certain behaviors. And so those two things need to coincide. As I am putting down certain things, I am also putting down certain behaviors. As I am denying this candy, I am denying my flesh the right to go accusation for accusation, to go railing for railing. Hallelujah. If we are really going to condition these bodies and train these minds and be like Paul says, if we're going to beat this body and make it my slave, hallelujah, then yes. I have got to put on the mind of Christ, hallelujah. I feel God moving. There are some heart places this morning, and the heart places I feel this morning, it is a mind of flesh, and God is coming against the mindset of flesh this morning. He's coming. He's speaking to our fleshly mind. For some of us, it is that mind to be right. It is that ekora bahasando ho shatabasi ekora bahasando ho. God is dealing with that mindset of needing to be right. Ekoba Sunday, he is coming against that fleshly mindset this morning, and he's saying that we are going to have to make a conscious decision. You will have to make the choice to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You are going to have to make the choice to press toward the mark. You are going to have to make the choice to obey me. You are going to have to make the choice to follow my instructions. Press toward the mark. Press. God says there are no excuses. There are no easy methods. There are no tricks. It is simply a decision to follow after me. And so he comes to break that mindset this morning. The Spirit of the Lord comes to break the mind that makes us feel like there's got to be a feeling that makes us do what we do. No, there has to be a decision to cause you to do what you do. There is the power of your choice. The power is in what you choose to do. The power. So put on the Lord Jesus. Put on Christ Jesus. Yes, Lord. God says this is not the kind of thing that we can just dance over. We can shout over. We have got to make conscious decisions to abandon some behaviors, to abandon some things. You can't dance your way out of this. You can't shout your way out of this. You got to decide your way out of this. So he comes to break this morning. He comes to break the will of the flesh. And God says it will be broken when you surrender. That will be broken as you surrender. And you shall surrender to me. I will break that mindset. I will break it. As you surrender to my word. That's where your power will come. The power to stay out will be the moment you step out. The moment you step into my word, I will increase your ability to stay in it. But you have first got to make a choice to obey me. Yes, Lord. And God says that the flesh rejects this kind of word. But God says if you can press, you're going to have to press to receive this kind of instruction. To even hear him, you're going to have to press. Oh, God says, press. Press this morning. Press into your new place. Press. Press into his presence. Press out of the work of the flesh. Press out of the burden mindset. Press out. God, let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn in us. Let your power, God, effectively work in us. God, as we make a decision to follow after you, God, we want to pursue your way. And we ask you to forgive us of our sins. We choose by faith, to forgive those that have trespassed against us. God, there is no way around him. Thank you, Lord. Every situation, every deed, every act, the Lord knows. And for someone this morning, for someone in particular, God says he's going to come and begin to deal with some things that you've been doing in secret. God says because deliverance must come. Yando shatande lebaha sando ho shekoda baha se yende be shekoda baha sando ho shatama si ekoma sane be shekoda baha se. And God says be careful in your conversation. Ekoma sande yende lebe ekoma sando ho she. Even in your conversations over the telephone. Ekoma sande ekoda baha sando ho shekoda baha se yemo shatande be ekoma. God says be modest even in your conversation. Even as you are talking to this man, woman of God, God said God says be careful in your conversation. And God's going to begin to put his finger on some things. Because he loves you too much. To pervert the gift and the calling that is on your life. And so even in your conversation, God says, make a decision. Press toward the mark. Push off of this. Push out of this. Push out of this mindset. Push out of this. You know what God looks like. You know what God requires. You know conversations that are unholy. You know behaviors that are unholy and unbecoming of a woman of God. God, I bless your name. Oh, we bless his name this morning. And so we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, Jesus, let's just begin to give him glory this morning. I just need you to begin to open your mouth. Oh God, yes, Lord. For God is holy. For I am holy, therefore be ye holy, says the Lord. Just begin to open your mouth. Come on, saints.
Jesus,
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. He is too much God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus to leave us.
Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Yes,
God. Go in a way that is not pleasing in his sight. He will not let the enemy trick us.
Jesus. Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Every appetite.
Hallelujah.
Every appetite. Every craving, every desire, Father, we bring it before you, God. God, we know it's a trick of the enemy to restrict us. In the spirit realm, Father, I thank you on today. God, that you come against every trick of the enemy. Oh, God, that we will not be restricted. That he will not block our growth. That we will not become stagnant. I decree it. I declare it. There shall be no stagnancy in our spiritual growth. But we press I thank you for an anointing to break through. I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank you that you shut down the devil. I thank you that you drive out every demon. I thank you, God, every spirit that he sends our way to tempt us. Every temptation, God, let us see it for what it is.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
And mark the temptation, God. Take the veil off of our eyes. God, remove the shell so we can see the temptation of the enemy. God, let us see the bait. No matter what form it wears.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
Let us see the bait. Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. They're going to operate in the spirit of religion.
Jesus.
Oh my God. Ekoma sane bo hoshana. Ekora baha si ano hoshe.
Oh God, thank you, Lord.
Jesus,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I have a prayer request, if that's okay with you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hey, your word declares, if any man defile the temple, him shall God destroy. And so, Father, I pray, anything we take into these vessels, God, to defile, Father, forgive us. Father, I pray for those, God, that is still battling, God, with cigarettes. Father, I pray this morning, oh God, that you would break that spirit of addiction. I pray this morning, for every addictive personality, every spirit of addiction this morning, I come against every mind, said, I come against every spirit, oh God, that is conformed to this world, and I pray, God, let us be transformed by the renewing of our mind. I come against every perverted spirit, everything, God, that is twisted, and disjointed, God, we lay down our life, we lay aside every weight and every sin, God, I praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
God, I praise you. Ekoma sando hoshi. Ekodama ha sando hoshi. Ekodama ha sekondo hoshi. Ekodama ha sando hoshama. Ekodalaba ha siando hoshi. Yes, God, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, my God. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
I'm mind of the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, we must glorify him in our body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God knows all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I thank you. God, I thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Ekodaba, Sando Yes, Lord, whatever you say, God, whatever you do, ekoda bahasando hoshe, matando shakane le bahasando hoshe. But we know that you alone are God. Ekoma sande besides you, there is no other God. Ekoma sando hoshe, you reign in the heavens and you reign in the earth. Ekoda bahasande, nothing gets past your eye. Ekoda bahasande, and so Father, we thank you for the Spirit of truth that walks with us daily. We invite your Spirit. We invite your presence. We invite your anointing, God. We embrace you. We embrace all of you, every part of you, God. In our daily life, God, we want you. God, our heart's desire is to follow after you. Thank you. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy, God.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless him for it. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus is Lord. We had someone that had a prayer request. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to go ahead and dismiss the call. Someone had a prayer request they wanted to share. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, my prayer request is you spoke about being intentional. And God has been speaking to me about being intentional on several occasions. And I'll start off being intentional, and then I'll go back to old behaviors. You also prayed about that. And so I'm just asking you all to keep me up in prayer, to that I will be purposeful and intentional daily and throughout the day.
Thank you,
not
Lord.
Just starting, stopping, but it'll be a continuation in my life so that I can see and do what God has called me to be and who God says that I am. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We will certainly keep you busy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, we bless the Lord this morning for those of you that have joined us on the call. We thank the Lord for a mindset that he wants us to walk into for 2018. Amen. A mindset of being intentional, of pressing past certain behaviors and certain things and making a decision to obey him, obey his instructions, to follow after his word. So we will continue to pray one for another, and let's continue just every intercessor that you know that you pray and cover them, that God will continue to strengthen them, that they will have the strength to press towards the mark, that they will have the strength to be intentional, that they will put on the Christ Jesus, praying for the saints of God, for leaders. Hallelujah. But for 2018, we're going to have to make decisions to obey God. We're going to have to make an intentional choice to do what the word says, to follow after him, to obey him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I just bless him for being so real this morning and just for being the God that just comes into our situation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He is Jehovah Mekadesh. He is the God that sanctifies. So many times we don't mind calling him Jehovah Rapha. We don't mind calling him Jehovah Jireh. We invite him in all the time. But when the God that sanctifies wants to come in, hallelujah, sometimes we resist him. We resist his spirit. But I bless the Lord this morning that we were open to Jehovah Mekadesh, the God that sanctifies, the God that comes and just speaks to our heart. Hallelujah. God, no matter how small, no matter how big our situation, he comes and he deals with us and he draws us into the place that we need to be. So we bless him this morning for that. I want to thank you again for joining us this morning in prayer tonight. We will be on the call, the Decatur chapter, at the 9 p.m. prayer call on our 515 number. That's 515-739-1015. I will post it on Facebook again tonight, 9 p.m. Meet the Decatur chapter in prayer. God bless you. Go in peace. This concludes our time of intercession for today.
God bless you.
God bless.
Blessings.